the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here with Chris Crack, Vic Spencer on Dynasty Podcast. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm real good.
Guava.
Yeah. You know, we're playing a little bit of catch-up. We started to do the interview again a second ago, but we had some technical difficulties. So we're going to throw the first question out there real quick, even though I know you guys already answered that. How did music start out for each of you? How did it enter your lives?
I'm actually a singer that happens to rap. Right, I started singing when I was like 6, and at some point I started rapping.
Me? Easy enough.
I came straight from hooping, and then... you know, situations in my life happened. I had to enter group homes, so I converted over to rapping once I couldn't do hooping as much.
You know, and when did it go from something that you guys were just discovering for yourselves to something you were starting to put out there, put your name on, like, you know, make releases? Like, when did you really start to take it seriously yourselves and put it out for other people?
For me, it was about, like maybe, like, 2010, 9 maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I started rocking with Knowledge, and then a lot of people started gravitating to my music, so that was like 08.
Yeah, and that's when Kids in the Hall were like really, really very active.
Yeah.
Very present in the Chicago scene, yeah.
Shout out Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Knowledge, what up?
Absolutely, man. So the two of you, you have this new record out under the name Vic Spencer. What's up?
Chris Spencer.
Sorry. Who the fuck is Chris Spencer? Which is a great title. How did this come about? Like, you know, when did the two of you first decide to produce a collaborative effort?
We just be working. And then we decided to put out an album because we had that many songs.
Yeah, basically we just was like, your name's Chris Crack and I'm Vic Spencer, and Chris Spencer is somebody that's known as an actor, but we're not actors, so we coming at it with a different approach. And who the fuck is Chris Spencer is more like rhetorical question. You know what I'm saying?
Were these songs you guys had individually, and then like you're sitting around being like, you know what, man, Chris would be really good on this, or you know what, I should get Vic on this, and then it just became a thing where, you know, you decided you had enough material for a record, or...
We both picky individuals, like, we're very picky on beats, and, you know, it's never, like, something I don't like. It might be, like, I'm not in the mood to rap it, but then once I hear Crack rap it, I'm like, oh, man, I can do the same thing. So it's kind of like that energy we spread amongst each other, and then it's the same with me, it's vice versa. Yeah, do the same, like, I don't even know, but then when he hear me rapping on, he's like, oh. Stop what I'm doing right now.
You know, who do you guys see as your peers in the city? Like, because I know you said that you just said that, like, very choosy individual. So there are not a lot of people that you would choose to work with, and that limits the kind of circle. Or
yeah. Tree, Sully, D2G,
Ugly Boy Modeling,
yeah. Those guys, those pretty much like a lot of the different guys. It's like Big Shep. We, you know, tight-knitted circle.
Yeah.
We kind of like, you know, trying to formulate our own genre. We're utilizing these guys, producers. They are awesome producers.
Yeah.
Are these individuals, like, you know, do you see some of these names getting overlooked?
I wouldn't say they being overlooked. I would say... you know, there's just so much music out there. It's just, you know, just got to get people time to get to it.
They're rare gems, so we're going to take advantage of their impact that they have on music. And since we have a platform, we can utilize that for some of these dope producers that we work with.
Well, you know, I mean, Chris, you just said, though, like, it is really hard to get heard because there is so much music out there, but you guys put out this tape or this album, and it does seem like a lot of people have found it. Were you surprised by the response or kind of how well received it's been?
Yeah, I'd say yeah, because I appreciate anybody listening, you know what I'm saying?
So,
yeah.
We came in you know, just knowing that something like this has not been, you know, nobody curated nothing like this before. So we had an opportunity to bring something to the table that's already full, but now it's just because of the names, you have to pay attention now.
Yeah. What were some of the advantages of the two of you guys doing this project together versus just, you know, keeping some of these songs and doing it as another solo project?
It's like it's two different waves, it's two different styles, it's two different bodies, you know what I'm saying? It just put them together and it's, you know.
And we got those joints too. We got those joints where we share
each other's
albums and stuff like that. We just some workaholics where we're able to maximize most of the time and generate records.
You know, I mean, you mentioned like being a workaholic. Like, what does that do for you guys? Is that just how you're wired? You just have to be creating all the time, or kind of what drives that?
That's about it, man. I just got to be creating at all time, man. You know, I don't even watch TV because that's a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to do something at all times.
I've written bars in church, I'm going to be honest. So it's like wherever opportunity I'm thinking about, you know, I seen the pastor with an iPod out. He was reading from reading the scriptures from there, and that's fine. You know, so that gave me the, you know, the confidence to write. And it's the same for me. I just got to feel like I have to have like 3 or 4 songs recorded weekly. It's like it's not a habit. It's something like, you know, it's like part of life.
But I mean, with any artistic, you know, concentration or any artistic pursuit, that keeps you really sharp. You know, like if you're a writer, you're told to write every day, even if it's bad. You know, like you write every day, you take a photo every day, you do these things every day. And then, like, it grows your skill set. It makes you more confident. You learn what works, what doesn't, all those things, right? Yeah. You know, Vic, you had a really big look last year from Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. The name Cost of Living, one of the
Cost
top.
Cost of Victory.
Cost of Victory, yeah. Dude, I'm always trying to not look at my notes while I'm talking to people, and then, like, I'm always getting, like, one little thing wrong.
That's cool.
But Cost of Victory, it was named one of the top 40 hip-hop albums of 2015 by Rolling Stone. Like,
it was in the top 20.
It was in the top 20. How did you feel about that? Like, did that take you by surprise? Or
I was speechless, but, you know, I felt like at that point I had to soak it in and realize that I really deserved that. Like, because I put in a lot of work and a lot of my career has been thriving off my confidence and my willingness to be better. So it was just like a smack in the face. So I was real happy that, you know, a lot of things that happened negatively to me, it's always like 5 other positive things happened. I done wrote like the dopest record. I done appeared on Rolling Stones and the Complex and here and there. Like, all of that stuff just comes out of the woodwork. And I feel like sometimes, you know, when you reach like 19 out of the 40 with all of these major artists and signed artists, like, yeah, now I'm considered now. You know, I'm a consideration now. So it's like, yeah, I like that.
Well, you know, you're talking about, like, you know, hitting these kind of milestones, being independent, and you gave an interview, Vic, and there's something really stood out to me. I'm going to read this from my phone. So you said, "The bar is set high with me. I'm an unsigned artist getting critical acclaim with no budget or PR. It's just me, my manager, and my engineers. It says a lot about the way that the game is changing. I hope it inspires others my age to build a platform for underground hardcore hip-hop."
Absolutely.
You know, I guess talk about operating independently, operating with such a small team. You know, we have Jahari off camera here, who's your manager, who reached out to me directly on Facebook to make this happen, which I was all about. That was a very easy sell for me. But, you know, I guess talk about this process of working with a small team and just being largely independent for both of you.
For me, it's easier that way because I'm only in control of the music, and then you know who's hands-on with everything else that's trying to surround your sound from with other people. So I just like to do the music, and everybody does their part well, and then, you know, it's not nothing to add because it's just everybody does their part, and if the hard stuff done, which is making records, then everything else seems to work. So I just feel like the longer that, I mean, I'm an old guy, so the tune-up always has to happen. So with all of the, with everybody having like this big circle, and it's unnecessary. It's about making the music strong, and that's what I believe in. That's what my engineers believe in. That's what my manager believe in. So that's, we all on the same page, and it's just easier to work that way, because it's all I know how to do is write music, and if all my engineers know how to do is make me and others sound good, then it's just gonna work, and it's just gonna work. It just takes time because I'm an older individual.
What about you, Chris? Like, how do you view, you know, operating, you know, more DIY, more independently?
I just like the DIY because you just, like, my whole attitude is just do what you want. It's your music. Do what you want. Make it sound like you want it to sound, because you're supposed to make them like you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just all about the DIY. Been all about the DIY all day. Started off nobody fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? I just kept doing it and doing it.
But, you know, I think that when you, you know, like you guys are talking about, when you have the small circle, when you know how to do these things yourself and you're not relying on a huge team, you're able to keep yourself going whether or not you have help, because you know how to do these things and you know how to operate on a very minimal scale and still move forward, right?
Yeah, man, you gotta learn, man. You gotta learn how to do all that shit, man. Cover art, all that shit, man. Emailing.
I mean, was that all trial and error for you guys? Just learning how to do all those things?
Yeah.
It was hella crash and burn.
Definitely crash.
Hella crash and burn. I like that.
Definitely a crash and burn.
That is definitely going to be one of my pull quotes. Like when I post this on Twitter, you know, like, it was hella crash and burn.
Hell
Chris,
yeah,
crack.
Man.
And then link to the interview. What else is coming up for you guys this year, either independently or together? You know,
Independently, we got a lot of music we're working on, and you know, this is one thing about Crack and I. We fond of what Chris Spencer can be, but we also keep ourselves tack. We keep our blades sharpened. So we're working on solo projects, and we're working on our next album as well. So you know, we decided to keep Chris Spencer alive.
So there'll be another Chris Spencer project.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Chris Spencer is now family now. So it's like, it's unity. So it's something that Chi-Town hasn't seen in a while, when two platforms that has success come together, that people's egos get stuck in the way. So we're just trying to lead by example and be legends in the game.
Yeah.
Pimpin' Ben since Pimp.
All the pull quotes are coming from Chris. Yeah.
Now, I got some. Matter of fact, I got something dropping tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you know, so that'll be Monday, February 1st.
Yeah.
So it'll already be out by the time this posts online.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I got something dropping tomorrow, and like Vic said, Chris Spencer is alive and well, and yeah, and he's at your mama's house too. And
that's part of the record, though. Talking about like other rappers' mamas, I was like, this is getting really serious here.
Yeah, man, he's chilling, man. I got a couple solo projects, couple experimental projects too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna use that as an excuse, though. You know, artist shit bomb, and they go, "Oh, that was an experiment." Nah, I'm just letting you know. You know what I'm saying, in advance.
Oh man, the record, it's called Who the Fuck is Chris Spencer? Yeah. It's out on all digital platforms, Apple Music, yeah. Spotify, like, yeah. It's not just a mixtape. Like, you can find it on like all the streaming platforms.
No, it's an album.
It's an album.
Yeah, it's an album.
Legit. Vic Spencer, Chris Crack, thank you guys so much for coming up. Let's do this again as you have new stuff coming out. Let's not make this you know, it's overdue. I've been seeing what both of you have been doing in the city for a long time, and definitely been in my head as like, we need to get those guys on. So let's make this happen again when you got some new stuff.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right. Man, I appreciate you having us, man.
All right, thanks. Gentlemen, thank you guys so much.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.